Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding an Orlo Daf Chofei in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting in Amud Aleph in the second line. Says the Gemara the following case. We're talking about Taruvos, when things mixed up. You have Isser mixing up with Heter. Says the Gemara the following. Grisim Shnis Bashlu Ima Adoshim. Grisim is groats of Trumo. They got mixed up with Adashim Shecholim, meaning with lentils that are cholim. Ve'im Be'im Noisetam, meaning it does not cause a taste, because there's not enough greasing over here. The greasing are a very small amount in comparison to the lentils, so they are cancelled. But now, what he did, ribo aleim greasy shechulin. He added now more greasing. Now he came and he brought more groats to the mixture, and they're chulin. Now, greasing and greasing, and if I have greasing of truma that fall into greasing of chulin, they don't go based on noise and time. You don't care about taste. Because it's min bemino, it's two types are the same. And there you need to cancel, you need to have 100. So I have a greasing that fell into lentils. And they were canceled because they didn't cause a taste. Now I add more grease, I add greasy to the mix, greasing of chulin. If the greasing would fall originally into the other greasing, they would not be canceled. So the shaila is, now that the greasing fell after the fact, does a chayzer veneer, does it wake up again the greasing that fell originally? Says the Gemara, min me'oyer is miner le'iser. Do we say that one min wakes up the other min? The original greasy that fell in were canceled. But now the new greasy come in, does it bring it up to life? And now it won't be potter because it's in greasy. Says the Gemara, loy te'gdoy lo mi'ayin nesach. It should not be different than the nesach. Come on, the term of the mi'ayin nesach. The same way we learned in yayin nesach the following. Atro'esa eter kimishi einoy. Referring to a similar case, you have yayin nesach that fell into water. So the yayin nesach falls into water, it's mimi she'ino miner. So now we go b'noisetam, based on taste. Now, new wine fell to it. Wine, which is mutter, fell. So do you say that the wine will be me'oirer, the original wine, to make it not bata? So we saw by yayin nesach, we don't say that. Right, what do you say over there? The new wine that fell, you ignore it. And you look at only the original wine of Nesach, Yai Nesach, that fell into the water, and you say like this, that original wine, and when you look at it on that wine and only the water, that wine only and the water, does it cause taste to the water or not? If it causes taste, so then it's also over. If it's not, it's motor, even though the new wine came, it doesn't chayzer veneer. And also here, we should say, the heter, the new thing that fell, the new greasing that fell, you ignore them. And then the iser, the original iser of greasing of trumo, that fell into the lentils. If it causes taste, it's also if not mutter. Hadomer. So the conclusion is rebellion greasing shell chulin mutter. The right gear says chulin. So even if you add more greasing of chulin, it's not chayz of veneer. It doesn't wake up the iser which was already bottle. Halacha da'al zok the Mishnah. Seril shel chulin shenavatoch iso. You have a seril of chulin, east of chulin, that falls into a iso. It's a normal, everything here is kosher v'yosher. V'yesh bo kedil chametz, it has enough to cause chimutz. But before it caused any chimutz, before it caused the dough to sour, chag enough al seril shel truma or seril shel kiyakil hakem, v'yesh bo kedil chametz. Before the chimutz happened, there was east of truma or kilayim that fell into here. And it could be mechametz too. So then it's aser. If the kilayim and truma fell into the dough before the chulin had an effect, so the dough is aser. But you have a seir of chulin that falls into the dough. V'chimtzo, it already affected it. Now fell a seir, either a truma of kilayim into it, but it was already mechumotz, aser. It's still aser. Reb Shimon matir. Reb Shimon says it's mutter. So we'll see in the Gemara, what's the machlokes? Noisen tam livgam. If I have something that causes taste, it's not a good taste, a bad taste. When comes the new yeast, the extra yeast is ready, and dough is ready, mechumatz is ready sour, putting more just makes it worse. So according to Tanakamo, it's still giving a taste, it's still affecting it, so it's aser. According to Shimon, it gives a taste, but it's noisen tam livgam, therefore it's mutter. So the Moratani, Chananya, Bishur, Abiyuchanon, Afa, Rishoino, Bemechlekis. The Mechlekis is not only the second part of the Mishnah, it's the first part of the Mishnah. When the seir of chulin fell, and before it caused the nichimus, the seir of trumor kilayim fell. So there, Rav Shimon also be matir. What will be the reason? Because Reb Shimon were all there, Zev is a Gori Mutter. What's causing the Chimutz over here? Both Chulin and Shumo. So therefore, it's not Asr. Says the Gemara, Chofi Amud Beis, Omer Avyoino, Avin and Savin Meimar, we wanted to say, Ma Pligin, what's the Machlekes? Beshechimetz Zekol Koichoi, Bezekol Koichoi. Meaning, Avyoino is coming to argue Avyoichoi. He says, no. The Machlekes is not when it's Zev is a Gori, when they're both on Mechametz together. We talk about that the first one did chimutz kol koach. He did everything in all the chimutz possible, and then came the next one to do chimutz after the fact. So that's what we have v'nofel tzor shechulin tchilo, and tzor shechulin fell first, and then there was a chimutz. So now I have machlekes: is the second chimutz going to cause a problem or not? V'nofel tzor shechulin tchilo, meaning if the tzor shechulin fell together with the chulin before the chulin did the chimutz. So then for nischam tzor ha'iso. Meaning then, there the Truma was a partner in causing the dough to sour, causing an effect on the dough. So if so, in this case, everybody will agree that it's Asur. We don't say Zev is a Goyre Mutter. And what's the Machlikis? The Machlikis is, Legabe Noisin Tam Livgam. Something gives a bad taste. That's what goes on to right now. Kol Noisin Tam, when you give, something gives a taste. Pain Livgam Ben Lishvach. Doesn't matter if it's a good taste or a bad taste. Asur, Divir Amir. If it gives a good taste, then it's asur. But if it gives a bad taste, it's mutter. What's the machlekes? Only if when the ister fell, originally it started by doing good, it was causing a good taste. But then it stayed too long, and then it caused it to be bad. But if it started by doing something bad, even though if later it became good, and kol shekhen if it never became good, of Rameir Moide. Meaning the reason for Rameir is like this. When I have something that falls into Isser and it causes Tam L'Shvach, so even though later something changed, because in the beginning it caused Tam L'Shvach, it already made the whole thing Isser. But if when it fell it was Livgam, so right away it's Batal. So even though later it became L'Shvach, it doesn't make a difference, it's already Batal. Rabbi Yechon Omar, L'Shvach, there's no difference. He is Biach, he, or the Girs of Rabchaim here is, he is Biach, V'chaker Pogam, he pogam achakrish beer. It doesn't matter if it started bad and became good, good became bad. And all in the case, Rameh says, if it made any effect of taste, it's oster. He amachlekes. It's still amachlekes. Rameh still argues. And the more continues based on that to explain the following. Tamatarin, we learned over there, that's a Maseches Trumas. So, even Shinov Lodecha Bor Shalmaim, barley fell into the pit of water. Amabishiv Ishu Memo, even though it caused the water to get sour, to go bad, meaning the barley did affect the water, name a mutter, and the water is mutter, because it's noise tam levgam, it makes it bad. So the Gemara, Adom Asti Somai, who said this Mishnah? Reichon Omar b'machlekes, Shimon Lokes Shema Divrei Kol, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's the machlekes, Rameir and Rabbi Shimon. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rameir holds, every time you give a taste, it's asr. And according to Rabbi Shimon, if it's noise tam levgam, it's not asr. According to Shimon Lokes, everybody will agree, because here, from the beginning, it was Livgam. So according to Rish Lakish, Rameh here will not say that it's Asr. Rabbi Yosef ben Abayin Omar, Eilin Shmuasu Hada. This Machlekes is on this Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Machlekes, Shem Lakish Shaman Divrakol. This Mishnah speaks about Truma that fell into water. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rameh will hold its Asr, even though it's Noite Tam Livgam. And Rabbi Shimon will hold its mutter because it's only a bad taste. And according to Rish Lakish, everybody will agree over here that it's not Asr because it's Noisit Tam Levgam from the beginning. So even Rameir agrees that it's not Asr. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Arlo Daf Chofei.